Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Former NFL wide receiver Lance Moore will be in studio with us today at 12:05. He's in town with George Whitfield. Whitfield's running the quarterback camp and training quarterbacks like Jarrett Garantano this weekend. Lance Moore is in town with the wide receivers. 615-737-1045, our number. Looking forward to that coming up at 12:05 today. One question, two answers at 11 o'clock. And until then, a big topic here in the 10 o'clock hour, Chad, it revolves around the Predators.
Yeah, so the big story yesterday was one that people are still talking about today. The Predators, Sean Henry, they came out yesterday in a video that he did with Nash. He supported David Brierley for mayor of the city of Nashville. Now, someone has since pointed out that I find this kind of funny. I don't know if you guys will as well. Sean Henry can't vote in Nashville. He lives in Brentwood.
Well, He said the Predators.
He said Smashville. Yeah, he said Smashville. But it is funny that the person telling people who Smashville is voting for, in fact, I don't think can vote in Davidson County. Anyway, that was just a quick aside. The story yesterday, for those who have not seen it, and it got a lot of discussion, and quite honestly, you guys may disagree with me, didn't get a lot of discussion on both sides. I feel like universally, even people who don't have a big problem with it, no one fully agrees with it, right? We didn't have one person that's like, I love that the Preds are doing this.
I agree.
Now, there's varying degrees of it. Doesn't matter. I don't really care. It's not going to change my vote. But you don't have anyone fully endorsing the Preds for endorsing one candidate over every other candidate. So in terms of things that are divisive, this isn't really that divisive. Everyone kind of agrees with us on this, I feel like, on this story, that it was a dumb move for a pro sports team to endorse one candidate over everyone else publicly. And not something that I can recall seeing quite often with a pro sports team. I know that companies endorse people all the time. I understand that the Predators, I'm sure, have probably given money to the campaign of David Brierley also. And that's fine. A lot of these things happen behind the scenes. I don't know that we've ever seen, we have not seen it locally especially, a professional team in a city endorsing one candidate over everyone else. So it's raised a bunch of questions. And something I started thinking about after the show today, and I want to throw out there for our listeners today. We've said for a while, the Predators, they seemingly do everything right as an organization. And when they misstep, they only misstep because they just tried something. It's usually a misstep of trying hard, right? Maybe they try a little too hard with something and it doesn't work out. But that's fine. You're willing to forgive that when someone's constantly trying to make the experience better for their fans. This is really the second time that I can recall. Now, both of these have happened in the last year. But second time I can recall that, it's my opinion, but I think just a gross misstep by the organization. One was endorsing one political candidate yesterday. The other was raising ticket prices for the playoffs and not giving a thorough explanation to everyone. And we had that topic earlier. We had Sean Henry on about that topic also. Now, Sean Henry came on our show that day to explain it, and he kind of gave us the, well, you guys must be hearing from 5-10 people. And Hutton, I think at that point you jumped in and said, no, this is 104.5 The Zone. We've heard from more people.
We're going to have loaded lines for as long as we have this topic going.
Now, and I do not
have... And we did.
I do not have the story in front of me. If you guys do, you can tell me the exact number so I quote this correctly. The Tennessean ran a story yesterday about this and the reaction to it and how people were upset that the Nashville Predators endorsed one candidate over everyone else. Sean Henry's quote in there was something along the lines of, we've heard from about a dozen people via email. Half of them support us, half of them don't. So we're fine with that. This is an extremely short-sighted statement from the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators. I'm not calling him a liar. Maybe he has received 12 personal emails at that point. But you know where people are responding? Twitter, Facebook. And we can tell you with this show alone, more than 12 people have mentioned the Nashville Predators in tweets with huge objections to this. Clay Travis, who we had on this week, he's had thousands of responses to this. He did a poll question.
That's right, in the wheelhouse of what he does. Yes. He's going to be on the other extreme in terms of everybody that follows him is going to respond.
And 95%, he said he's never had a poll question so universal. 95% think it was a bad move by the Preds to endorse one candidate over another. So I think extremely short-sighted of Sean Henry to say that he's heard from a dozen people. We know that's not true. More than that, more people are talking about this story. So here's sort of my question for you guys and for all the listeners out there. Have the Nashville Predators become a little bit arrogant? Two examples. One, sneaking that price increase in the playoffs on people. And then Sean Henry's appearance with us, which we talked about it then, we'll talk about it now. I thought came across as a tad bit condescending. My personal opinion, other people share that opinion. Maybe other people disagree, and that's fine. But I thought it open condescending. I thought claiming that we heard from 5 or 10 people was absolutely condescending because that was not the case. And we're not calling Sean Henry to come on this show if we've heard from 5 or 10 people about it. That's not what we do. I thought that was condescending, a tad bit arrogant. I thought yesterday it was a dumb move. It also shows a tad bit of arrogance that you can think you can do that and completely get away with it without any criticism. So there's multiple layers to this question. Should they be confident right now or arrogant, considering they just disappointed their fans in the playoffs? Regardless of what you think about this team, they disappointed in the playoffs. They were terrible at home, and they lost in the second round of the playoffs, and they won the President's Trophy. That's not delivering on regular season expectation for this team. And do you agree that this shows a little bit of arrogance on the part of the Preds? And my final part of this question is this. I personally believe they will get away with this for now. There's going to be no problem. It's not going to affect them at the gate. People are going to go to the games because they're very good. And they're going to be very good again next year on the ice. People will still support this team. People are still going to come out and watch this team. The issue lies in that this could be a sore that festers with people that does not pop until they're bad again. And the moment that they really don't deliver on expectation, or the moment this team isn't in the playoffs again, that is when people will remember things like this. They'll remember the price increase they took for the playoffs to not get out of the second round. They're going to remember the Preds publicly endorsing one candidate over the others. That is when these issues will start to really arise, and people then will point to it and say this was going on, and you guys got a little too big for your britches.
You know, Sean Henry, in his statement yesterday, it was actually Wednesday night when this was posted through Briley's Twitter account, spoke on behalf of the Nashville Predators. I don't want to lump everyone within that organization into this discussion, because I think there are individuals within the organization that likely have become a bit arrogant, but I think others are exactly the same as they were from day one. David Poile comes to mind for me in that. Peter Laviolette is the same guy whenever he was hired as he is today. I don't think that mindset has changed.
Pretty much all the players, yeah. If you want to go on ice, the same way.
But for those that are a bit arrogant, is it arrogance to the point where it's actually a problem? I'm not sure it's a problem right now. Could it become something bigger than that? Sure. Here's where I think they should be a bit boastful. It's with their season tickets. They're sold out of season tickets. They have a waiting list there, and they've been very creative in how they get fans locked in long term. They get fans locked in on this 3-year contract. So as they sit there with these ticket numbers right now, most of those fans are locked in. If you got the playoff prices at a certain point, they staggered the prices, so it's much more beneficial to sign up for 3 years than it was to sign up for one. So they've got you.
Yeah, we talked to somebody on the rooftop at Paradise Park who got in at that level.
Right.
And has a real sweet deal. Wasn't paying a ton of money.
It's more beneficial per game to get the full season versus the half season if you just want to go one season. But they're going to, coming up, Chad, to get to your point long term, they are going to have two big waves of fans coming through based on re-ups with these contracts expiring over the next 2 years. And that's where fans will have their voice heard. Their voices heard. It is during those re-ups. So is it arrogant right now that's going to affect something down the road?
Could be 2, 3, 4 years from now.
I can't say that whatever happened this week is going to be remembered long term. But is the boulder growing as it rolls down the hill a bit? Maybe. And I think it's worthy of the question that you asked.
I agree with you there, Hutt, that in and of itself, this thing, not giant. And the ticket thing, bigger, but also not giant. But if there are two items on a list, of a longer list in a couple years, when the hockey gets to be not as good, then I think it's definitely a factor. I feel a little bit of a parallel. This may be a stretch, but also I feel it's coming. Like last year, the team on the ice was the scrappy 8 seed that, you know, played like it had nothing to lose and all that stuff. And then this year it was the number 1 seed, and everything's different in the expectations and your ability to grind, and there being certain nights where it seems like there's just something missing. And I think an organization can be like that, in that it goes from being kind of the scrappy team that's built up a great marketing campaign, that has cars to smash out front and then a jet and all of that stuff, but and the building's well run and the event is fun. But then do you get a little bit like when the expectations change and we think it's going to be the best thing, do you live up to it the same way? I think those are parallel tracks. The biggest thing to me here, and you knew we were going to tie this in with the Titans and the NFL at some point, because the NFL for a long time was very arrogant. The early yes. Titans here, especially with Mike McClure, who's the guy that brought the executive who really oversaw the move, was routinely viewed as arrogant with this kind of even in the early days when it was a struggle here, his explanation for a lot of it was that people didn't understand. You know, Nashville didn't understand what it was getting in the NFL and everything. And it was that condescending tone that people absolutely hated. And you know what happened in 99? And you guys will remind me if I have the right outlet. Was it the Sporting News that declared Adelphia Coliseum the loudest place in the league?
I think you're right, yes.
You had the Fred Miller false start game and everything. And I used to tell Don McLaughlin 5 years after that, Don, you have got to stop with these in-game things of welcome to the loudest stadium in the league. It's not in perpetuity. It was loud in 99, and it stayed loud for a couple years, and now it's not that loud. So stop telling me how it's the loudest place in the league. I could see the Predators going down that path with this number one team in sports from ESPN, which, by the way, is in the signature of virtually every email I get from somebody in the Predators front office. Are you overdoing it with that? Do you run the risk of thinking you're the number one franchise in perpetuity? Are you puffing your chest out too much? Or is the message, hey, we're number one on this list this year, let's bust our butts to stay number one next year, or at least not fall out?
I don't have a problem with them boasting about that. That is a massive accomplishment.
No, I agree. But I don't want to be hearing it in 5 years that they were the number one franchise in sports in 2017 if things change. And things change constantly. It was ridiculous to say Adelphia Coliseum, which had morphed by then into what? I don't know if it was LP Field yet by the time that was moot. But it was moot. And they were still saying it on the scoreboard. And it was lame. And everybody knew it was lame. Don't get to that point. This is a good time to self-check and make sure you don't get to that point. And don't add to the list. You were arrogant about the ticket prices. And this thing may have broken a law with the
according to Clay, it did.
Endorsement. So, you know, don't put a third item on the list.
Well, and to be clear, we didn't say it was the wrong move to raise playoff ticket prices. It was how it was handled that was the wrong move. And that was the arrogant part of it. I want to get the quotes right from Sean Henry. This is from the Tennessean story from Joey Garrison. We like how things are going, from Governor Haslam to Mayor and Governor Bredesen to Mayor Dean to Mayor Rogers Anderson in Williamson County to even a judge or two. We like the progress of Nashville. We're excited about that. I think our support of Mayor Briley shows that we believe he's going to continue that. Henry said the team has fielded about 24 emails. I said a dozen. Has fielded 24 emails about the Briley endorsement, with about half applauding the move and the other half saying, why would you ever do this? He goes on to say, I'm glad we don't just stick to sports. I'm glad that we can leverage the attention that people have for our logo to take things that we think are important moving forward. I also don't like the term leveraging our logo to make people think about things we think are important. I mean, look, people, there's a bigger world out there, okay? Politically, socially, whatever you're into, it's bigger than sports. I completely understand that. But I can't discuss this topic without discussing it through the lens of the business of the Nashville Predators. Because when Sean Henry is on camera, he is representing the business interest of the Nashville Predators. So regardless of what you think he's saying, when he says Smashville is behind Mayor David Briley, whether everyone in that organization agrees with them or not, he is speaking for the Nashville Predators and their business interest. So I am never going to agree that is a good business move. Now, is it a good move for the organization in the end that it may curry some favor with Mayor Briley if he's elected mayor? Sure. I'm sure that's going to be the case. I also think you curry that favor by giving a big donation to his campaign, which I'm sure the Preds have also done. You don't have to publicly support him as a team. I mean, there's a lot of layers to this story. A day later, I still do not get it. I've yet to find anyone who says it was the right decision. And you know what's great about this topic and something that we had yesterday with calls? No one's talking about David Briley. And that's good. No one is saying that he's a bad candidate. No one's saying he's a bad guy. No one's really saying, we had the one call.
No one's saying this is helping
history.
Him.
Yeah, but it's this
or hurting
is,
him.
I think people have done a good job of sticking with what this means for a pro sports team to endorse one candidate. For the most part, I feel like the political side has been kept out of it. In terms of, I'm not seeing a lot of bad things about Mayor Briley, right?
Right.
If this was, go down the list of other political issues, you'd start seeing, you know, personal attacks against this person. We haven't seen a lot of that. People are agreeing this is a bad business move for the Preds.
I object also to the leverage the logo for stuff that we feel is important idea, in that you're leveraging the logo for something you feel important that's going to be beneficial to you.
Isn't right. that why there's a state law against it?
Right. So, look, and I'm not saying they don't do this, but yesterday they weren't doing this to the same degree, right? I want them to leverage the logo if they want to be what he's saying, bigger than hockey, bigger than Bridgestone Arena, all of that stuff, and you want to leverage the logo to benefit the city, go feed more hungry people, go help take care of more sick people, go provide shelter for more homeless people. Those things to me are kind of like universal things. And there's no payback to you on those except good karma and having done the right thing. If you're gonna preach to me about leveraging the logo for the greater good, but the greater good happens to be the guy that's going to have a big say in the lease, that rings hollow to me, given all the other issues you could connect yourself to that don't have a boomerang effect that's going to come back and affect your pocketbook, right? Am I wrong on that?
No, I mean, look, I think they leverage their logo for a lot of good.
I'm sure
the Predators Foundation does a ton of good.
Absolutely.
So I'm not going to sit here and act like they haven't leveraged it for a lot of legitimately good things in the city.
But here on this day, their choice was to leverage it in a way that became a news story for somebody that's going to benefit them.
There are other people running for mayor that also are putting a platform together that says, we are going to do this, this, and this that's good for the city. So there's a lot of good that could be done for this city. I don't know that saying one guy is the only one who can do that good for the city is a good move for a pro sports organization. Let's take your calls on this. What do you think? Again, I'm just asking the question, have the Preds become a little bit arrogant? Will it affect them at all? Hutton, I think you and I agree on this. It will not affect them in the short term. People are still going to go to games. They've got a waiting list for season tickets. The team is very good. It's not going to affect them. 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, do these things start adding up? Do these cuts start to fester eventually when the team isn't competitive again? Because as great as the Predators have done with everything they've done, selling tickets, marketing, everything else, this is still a team that I believe will struggle when they're clearly out of the playoff race again, just like every other pro sports franchise out there. I think it's great right now. I'm not foolish enough to believe that it's always going to be this way if they're the worst team in the NHL at some point. They're not going to sell out every game. It's not going to look the same way. It's not going to feel the same way. That's the reality of sports. In 2018 or 2020 or 2022, whenever they're bad again, and they will be bad again, it's going to happen. This happens in pro sports. Will it affect them then? Phone lines open. Only a couple phone lines open now if you want to jump in. 615-737-1045. 737-1045.
Richard is in Green Hills. He'll lead us off today. What's up, Richard?
I think the irony of it is that to get all the reaction is none of these people seem to be voting because, in the mayor's race last year with Megan Berry and six other good candidates, fewer people voted than voted in the mayor's race in 1971. And now we're a third as much as we did in the last race. So they are on Twitter and they're calling you, but they don't vote. That's weird to me. And then the mayor is important because, as you'll recall, when Carl Dean took office, the Predators had their bags packed and they were leaving town. It's through his effort that kept them in, I think.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I think the initial message by Sean Herring was a great one. Get out and vote. Right? We see that from a lot of athletes and pro sports teams.
Yeah, if you can vote in Davidson County, do it.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's then when he took it a step further and said, here's who we're supporting, that's where things change.
Now, I should know this. I know this is a special election and there are 13 candidates. Is this for the full-term replacement mayor, or is this a bridge to a later mayoral election that was on the docket? I should know that, and to be honest, I've surfed a little bit to find out, and it doesn't seem there's any place that offers me a simple answer to that. Often when I ask a question like that, I'll get 15 tweets right now that set me straight in a hurry. I'm not asking you to do my Googling. I'm telling you my Googling was ineffective in this instance.
Two areas where this could get sticky for the Preds. One is with the NHL. There could be an issue with the NHL where they come back and say, this is not allowed for one team to endorse any political candidate. Two is with the actual law. Jordan Sims sent us this law, Tennessee state law. This is Tennessee Code 2-19-206, Article B. It is unlawful to use public buildings or facilities for meetings or preparation of campaign activity in support of any one particular candidate, party, or measure unless reasonable equal opportunity is provided for presentation of all sides or views, or reasonably equal access to the building or facilities is provided on all
sides. They're going to put out 12 other tweet video messages now to fulfill the law mentioning the other 12 candidates.
I look for Peter Laviolette's endorsement today with Nash on video
of the Nashville Predators. It's important that you get out to vote.
This is also
candidate B.
This is also not just candidates, it's a measure. They could get hit on this for the transit plan also, which they endorsed on all social media sites in the building. The issue comes when that video is taken in the building. That's a state building. And that's where there could be a slip. If someone
very clearly in the building, undeniably in the building, the video with Nash, I haven't seen the video. I've only heard the audio.
Pretty sure it's in the building. So that's where it could get. If someone decided to actually look into that.
See, this bugs me. This gets under my skin that they're not aware of this. That's an arrogant thing to me. We're going to do this and all that, blah, 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 blah. But the fact that it violates this phrasing and that they're unaware of it, that to me is like we're bigger than anything. We didn't even look.
Well, it would be hilarious now if they had to come out and the video.
Oh, God.
They get all their players and people in the front office to shoot one video endorsing every candidate for equal time.
I endorse Phil. And then the next guy skates up and
I'm here
stops
for Paul.
With some snow. I endorse Paula.
615-737-1045. One line available. We'll continue this discussion. One question, two answers at 11:05 today. Chad, A Moment's Peace Salon and Day Spa is the place for the one or ones you love. The wife, the girlfriend, the mother, the mother-in-law, the grandmother, they have something for everyone.
They really do, Hutton, and it's that time of year right now. The weather is warm. Maybe you're thinking about relaxing by the pool for that special someone out there. Maybe a pedicure is in order. Whatever service you want from a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa, the great thing about it is let them decide. Go ahead and get that gift card. You're giving them the gift of relaxation, but you're also giving them the gift of choice at a Moments Peace.
Choose the couple's massage. Set up a spa day for her and her friend, her and her mom. She'll look good, feel good. She'll have you to thank for it. 9050 Carruthers Parkway in Franklin. That's the address for a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa. The phone number is 615-224-0770. 224-0770. And they're online. You can print off gift certificates of any increment at amomentspeace.com.
The Midday 180 wants to hear your primary complaint. Presented by Dr. Gil Center for back, neck, and chronic pain relief. Wednesdays at 1:20 on 104.5 The Zone.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. One question, two answers coming up in about 15 minutes. Lance Moore, Super Bowl champion wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints. He's now retired, but coaching wide receivers in town this weekend. He'll be in studio with us today at 12:05. Right now, back to your phone calls. The broad discussion of, are the Predators a bit arrogant?
Yeah, and the word that I keep, the phrase keeps escaping me for whatever reason. Tone deaf. Someone said the right way to describe Sean Henry on with us that day and with this video is tone deaf in these two instances. That's a good way to describe it. But I also would say, does a little bit of arrogance lead to being tone deaf? Right?
Well, yes. And I ask the question, is it arrogance to the point where it's actually a problem right now?
And both you and I say no.
I don't think so, too.
But all of us could say no. Trend the bad direction.
Yes.
Well, these are two. We have two big bullet points. If the list gets to five in the next year and a half, you got an issue.
Well, Predorat5 on Twitter, who's a huge Preds fan who tweets this show a lot, says, the Titans also had a large waiting list. Now 30 to 40% of their seats are waiting on someone to sit in them. The Preds need to learn a lesson from that. And that's sort of my broader point. I don't think it affects them now because the product is great, the team is great. But 3-4 years from now, when that's not the case, that is when these things start to fester and they come back. Suddenly you start examining, okay, where did it go wrong? What did the organization do that was wrong? I said this yesterday, these two moves, especially the one yesterday, this is reminiscent of what the Titans were doing that was tone deaf, that they're still digging out of that hole to this day with this city because they were the big dog in town. Now, I think the Preds, because of their success, they're a little bit of that big dog right now. And you're seeing some of the same mistakes, which we're warning them against at this point.
Josh is next up. Hey, Josh.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You are hands down the best show in Nashville, and thanks for having me on.
Very kind of you, Josh. Thank you.
Very kind of you, but don't limit us to Nashville.
So I'm tempted to use a little bit of sarcasm here and now advocate for every business and political position that I like and leverage my position. But I'm not going to do that because I think it's ridiculous. I think it's a bad idea. And the Preds, I've been a good partner. I bought tickets, yelled, screamed, brought my 6-year-old son to the games. And that's not a good partnership move. It's not a long-term partnership move. And it's not how you treat a partner, is to leverage your position to get the most you can. It's not a long game, and I will remember it, and my actions will speak accordingly. So to your point, yeah, Preds are on top now, and I get that, and I enjoy that, and I'm going to be a great fan, but I absolutely will remember it. And even more than that, who do you think you are, Preds? You're stealing my joy, man. I hire you, Predators, to entertain me. The United States is a capitalistic economy, and whether it's the NFL, the NBA, whatever it is, you entertain me. And the moment you stop entertaining me, I stop hiring you. So whether it's Tim Tebow proselytizing, whether it is NFL players kneeling, whatever it is, when you take away my enjoyment, my entertainment, I no longer want to hire you, and I'll go find something else to entertain me. It doesn't mean I don't believe in your cause, but it does mean I hired you to entertain me.
Great call.
Thank you, Josh.
Great call, Josh. Very, very well said. Now, you know what's ironic about this? Let's go back to this last fall when NFL players were kneeling, when the Titans didn't come out of the locker room and we had that long discussion about it. We were hearing from so many Preds fans on Twitter and calling in saying, hey, go watch the Nashville Predators. They're not going to kneel. They're not going to get political. You want to watch a product where politics don't cross in? Go to a hockey game. Those guys aren't out there taking a knee on the ice during the national anthem. And then now fast forward into May, and you have an entire organization endorsing one political candidate. Isn't it funny how these things evolve over time? Did we ever think that we were going to be talking about hockey being overly political or the Nashville Predators being overly political? Isn't that funny how the same way we were criticizing and fans were criticizing the NFL and saying, if you don't like that, go watch this. In hockey, they're not kneeling. They're not political ever. And then the Nashville Predators, to my knowledge, become maybe the first pro sports team to ever endorse one candidate over everyone else.
I can't summarize it any better than that.
That right there puts into perspective just how stupid this was to do. I think that sums it up.
Jeff is next up. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to expand on something you all brought up about just the arrogance and the tone deafness of this. I mean, as you pointed out, Chad, Sean Henry doesn't live in Davidson County. I think most of the ownership group does not live in Davidson County. One doesn't even live in the country.
I'm guessing he's Paul's neighbor and then the moat somewhere around the neighborhood.
No, it's a neighborhood far nicer than moat.
Sean Henry doesn't have kids that, you know, may go to metro schools that, you know, may lose funding because it's being diverted to a professional sports or his kids don't even go to public school. I think they go to private school. So I don't know. I mean, that doesn't matter.
We know what county it's in is what matters in this regard.
Right. And I'm just curious, where is all the Preds, like local media reporters on this? Like, I mean, you look through Twitter, guys, I respect their hockey. This is a big story, but Robbie Stanley, Christopher Martel, none of them have said, I mean, this is a big story, and you're not even talking about it. I don't get that.
Well, Robbie Stanley works for the league, correct?
Yes.
NHL.com. NHL.com isn't going to cover this story, isn't going to be the lead reporter on this story. And look, we've talked about blog types on the Preds who, I don't want to speak for you two guys. Tell me if I'm inaccurate here. I think we collectively believe there are some people. And the Preds made a decision a long time ago when coverage was hard to come by to embrace bloggers who weren't necessarily with big, established, not just big, but established or news organizations who are cheerleaders. And they put cheerleaders in the building. They fill the press box with the building. And beyond Teresa Walker and Jim Diamond and Adam Vingan and John Glennon, the people that fill in around that are the kind of people who are never going to pounce on the Predators for something like this.
Toby Stanifer on Twitter says, I'm officially announcing my candidacy for mayor on my way to Bridgestone Arena to film a video with Nash.
That would be great. See, that's something they could do to be funny. Have Nash out there with every... I guess you can't joke
you think the
at
Preds
yourself
would find
to
that funny?
Degree. No, but the public would find it hysterical.
I mean, that's all it takes is for one... If someone really were to look at it, I don't know that. I'm not a legal expert. I read to you a bylaw in the state laws, but it would be funny if one of the mayoral candidates just picked that up and said, "Hey, I'm going to cite this rule right here. When can I go over to film my video? I'd like to request this person to film the video with, endorsing me as mayor."
Pick a player.
Yeah,
shirt off their back. Night
is any player still in Nashville right now?
I want Kevin Fiala to endorse me. Oh, he's overplaying in the world, the quote-unquote
any
world.
Player that's still in Nashville, if any one of them are still here, I want to talk to them.
Lebowski, what's up?
Gentlemen, how are we doing this afternoon?
Great, man.
Yeah, look, I think it's short-sighted and arrogant because you don't want to open yourself up to any unnecessary controversy that you have to answer for down the road. You know, one of the topics you all were hitting on so hard this year and last year with the Titans was, why is there so much animosity and negativity towards the team when they're making a playoff run, when they're turning the corner, when the franchise seems to be doing what it takes to get it right?
There was a disconnect, yeah.
Right, because the Titans spent so long burning bridges with their fans, with the ineptitude and poor play on the field and poor choices by the franchise, to where the fan base, look, fair or not, had enough and was fed up. And the Predators need to be learning from the mistakes from the franchise across the river. When you endorse a political candidate, and 5 years from now, if the Predators are bad, what do you think the callers are going to be calling into your show and saying? They're going to call in and say, well, I don't go to Predators games because all they do is gouge me for ticket prices, and they're concerned about endorsing political candidates. They don't care about me, the average fan. And that's to me, what bugs me about this. I don't want to call him with David Brierley, but I don't want to hear my sports team endorse a political candidate. I mean, leave it alone. Focus on sports. Don't focus on stuff that's going to come back and bite you in the you-know-what later.
I think you're on to something there, because now more than ever, the message has been sent from sports fans that they want
separation,
politics and sports separate.
I will say this about what Lebowski said.
It's not that way universally, but they would prefer it to be that way.
And he made excellent points in that. I think the Titans digging out of that was almost complete. And then there was another divisive issue, which was the offensive coaching. Despite the fact that you're winning 9-7, there was this disconnect over Malarkey and Rabisky. So that was an on-field thing that also got in the way of the recovery from the organizational thing.
One question, two answers. We'll discuss the topic and give you the headlines of the day next. Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Claire and I have started the process of searching for a new home. We're turning to the number one real estate team in Middle Tennessee to help buy and sell our home. The Huffaker Group of Keller Williams Realty, just named the number one real estate team in Middle Tennessee. They've sold over 1,700 homes, over $250 million in real estate. For the client, this means expertise and experience. Call them today, 833-THG-NASH. 833-THG-NASH is their number. They have offices in Mount Juliet, Murfreesboro, and Franklin. Your agent specializes in your neighborhood. They're involved in your community. For instance, our agent, Tiffany Young, she lives in Murfreesboro. She's been extremely helpful in the areas we are focusing on in the borough, because she lives there. She knows the area very well. The Huffaker Group, they buy and sell all over Middle Tennessee, and they're knowledgeable in all surrounding areas of the state. Winning matters. The Huffaker Group of Keller Williams Realty, they get it done. The stats back it up. They sell a home every 18 hours. They sell homes for $15,000 more than market average. They're ready to go to work for you, and their website is awesome. It updates every 15 minutes. THGTN.com is their website. Or give them a call at 833-THG-NASH. Buying or selling in Middle Tennessee, the Huffaker Group opens doors. The Huffaker Group of Keller Williams Realty, 615-758-8886.